Chinese president on Tuesday inspected the PLA Navy Marine Corps in Chaozhou, Guangdong Province. Xi Jinping says that as an elite combat force, the Corps shoulders the important duties of safeguarding the country's sovereignty, security, territorial integrity, maritime interests, and overseas interests. The Marine Corps was reorganized in 2017 as part of the reform on national defense in the armed forces. Beijing is urging the United States to stop arms sales and sever military ties with Taiwan. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian made the remarks following reports that President Donald Trump's administration is planning to move forward with three arms sales packages to the island.
The U.S. arms sales to Taiwan seriously violate the One China principle and the provisions of the three China-U.S. joint communiques, especially the August 17 communique, grossly interfere in China's internal affairs and severely undermine China's sovereignty and security interests. China firmly opposes such conduct.
Zhao is also calling on the U.S. to fully recognize the harm of such sales. He adds that China will make necessary responses in light of the development of the situation. Over 4.2 million people have been sampled for nucleic acid testing in Qingdao as part of a citywide campaign. More than 1.9 million of the collected samples have been tested so far. Qingdao has reported 6 new confirmed cases and 6 new asymptomatic cases of COVID-19 since the virus reemerged in the city over the weekend. The city's vowed to complete nucleic acid testing across 5 districts within 3 days starting from Monday, and testing will cover the whole city in 5 days. The International Monetary Fund has projected that the global economy will contract by 4.4% in 2020, 0.8 points above the June forecast. The figure comes as part of the latest IMF World Economic Outlook report. IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath says growth is projected to rebound next year.
In 2021, growth is projected to rebound to 5.2%, slightly below our June projection. Now, except for China, where output is expected to exceed 2019 levels this year, output in both advanced economies and emerging and developing economies are projected to stay below 2019 levels well into 2021.
The chief economist also says $12 trillion U.S. dollars in fiscal support and unprecedented monetary easing from governments and central banks have helped to limit the damage from the pandemic, and the support must be maintained. U.S. pharmaceutical company Johnson & Johnson says its COVID-19 vaccine trial has just been paused. This comes as the company is investigating whether what it calls an unexplained illness in a study participant is related to the shot. The patient's condition is being reviewed and evaluated. The Phase 3 clinical trial for Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine began last month, the fourth large-scale test of its kind in the U.S. It's designed to evaluate whether the single-dose candidate can prevent the novel coronavirus. Other vaccine candidates in the country require 2 shots. About 60,000 volunteers are supposed to be getting the single shot. Leading Chinese automaker FAW and Germany's Audi have signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a joint venture for production of electric vehicles. Audi will bring its premium platform electric, developed jointly with Porsche, to China to further advance the transformation of its largest market. Several all-electric Audi models are to be produced for the Chinese market on the new PPE platform from 2024 onwards.